This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, the D of DJV. Jennifer Horn is here, the J of DJV. Victoria Keeman is here. She's the V of DJV on the air with people in the news for this Thursday. Thursday already? Wowie zowie. Look at this. 3rd of August. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. I suppose we could put two people together in this conversation because he's concerned, as are we all, about Kim Jong-un, who's gone beyond the point, in my mind, of being just pesky and kind of a peddler. There's something else going on here that's a little more serious, and because the news media is not too good at really getting a focus like a laser beam on what the real stories are, it's been hard to kind of figure out what the real story is. Tillerson said publicly yesterday that the U.S. is not your enemy when speaking to the leader of North Korea. And perhaps we ought to sit down and talk about what the heck's going on. Why do you think we're your enemy? He said, we don't seek regime change. We don't seek to collapse the regime. We don't seek an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. We do not seek an exclusive we're looking for excuse to send our military up to your country. So what do we make of all of this? This is the kind of stuff that makes for sleepless nights, actually, for a lot of people. Jennifer, when you think of all of Hazarai going back and forth between us and them, he and him, what do you think?
I don't think that anybody wants to get into a military conflict with a guy who doesn't really think normally, like Kim Jong-un, but I don't think we're that far away from doing that. I mean, really, you heard Rex Tillerson. We want nothing to do with you. Just stop with the missile test. That's all you have to do. Stop with the missile testing. We don't want anything else except for you to stop with those aggressions. And I don't think you're going to get a response from Kim Jong-un. He's doing it for whatever reason. We don't know his motivation other than he just doesn't like America. And I don't know. I mean, I think that you're going to see them try to do, put a little pressure on China to try to help with North Korea more. But when the rubber meets the road, it's, I think, a military operation that's probably going to get the attention of Kim Jong-un. And then you have to worry about China. Do they help us or do they help them?
It's
scary. There's no great answer here at all.
That's why I asked, how well do you sleep when you look at some of these things, the back and forth here? You're dealing with somebody who, to put it mildly, is unstable. And they get into these positions. It's not unlike many other unstable leaders. Part of what it takes to have the ego to want to be in politics or to want to run a country, maybe even running a big company, is that you've got to be a little twisted. And this guy's more than a little twisted by any sense of the imagination, whether you know him or you don't. You look at his moves and you figure, it doesn't take much to understand how he does have a Napoleonic complex. So what about you, Victoria?
Well, I mean, I don't have an answer at all. So, I'm hoping that our military experts are a million steps ahead of me. And I hope they have an answer. And I think maybe getting ahead of the problem is the only thing I can think of, because if you give him too much of a warning, he may escalate things before we're even able to have some sort of a covert op that might be able to take him out.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand, why they don't just have a way.
Well, I don't know why there's, yeah. They don't want a regime change because they probably don't know what comes next.
You're going to get with this guy, and it's not good.
That the entire culture, I mean, all of the people believe in this guy as a supreme leader almost.
No, they don't. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, they do. They have.
I mean, afraid of him, and if they don't go along with the program, they get shot.
I think in that case, if you give them internet and you let them see the rest of the world,
yeah,
I think North
today,
Koreans would want to live more like South Koreans, who are very progressive.
I agree, but today they don't have the internet. They think that Kim Jong-un is, he presents himself to be a guy who can get like 25 hole-in-ones in a row at golf. I mean, they don't know any better than
well, that's what I mean. If you let them out of the
supreme guy,
it's the allegory of the cave. Let them out of the cave, and they're never going to go back in. I think that then the people would rise up against him, knowing that he's a total fraud.
That happens with knowledge, and I think Jennifer's
right.
better than that one, Victoria. They don't have any knowledge, so there's
well, that's what I'm saying. You have to give them the knowledge.
You have to, yeah, but you have to knock someone out first. Yeah,
right.
It's not like you can just go in there and
no,
get
no, I'm
trained.
Saying get rid of him, and then before there's a regime change or before someone's allowed to come in and start making his own plans, however, whoever that may be, that's in that window is, if I was handling things in that window is when I would want to make sure that every single North Korean was enlightened as much as possible so that they wouldn't allow a similar regime to take over.
Remember the old days of pamphleting? What we used to go on?
Yeah, it's propaganda. But,
yeah,
you know.
Right. It's all propaganda. All right, Kara, you want to weigh in on this for a moment?
I don't think I have anything to say other than what's already been said.
All right, that's good. So, next on the people list, this is fairly unusual because of all of the politics and the stuff that's going on. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General at the moment, has been talking about police misconduct. He said, quote, "We all know the cases of the last several years when in confrontations with police, lives have been cut short." He was talking to the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, by the way. He said, quote, "Just as I'm committed to defending law enforcement, I'm committed to defending those who lawfully use deadly force to defend themselves. I will also use the power of my office I'm entrusted with to hold any officer responsible who violates the law," which is probably the most strident statement from anybody in this administration about the catastrophes, and that's the way I see this, the whole problem of distrusting the police, especially in minority communities. There are a lot of great policemen and women who've had their reputations destroyed because of one bad apple. And that's where the bad apple poisons. We all know how that works. You put a bad apple in the rotten grape, whatever you want to use as an analogy. You put it in the barrel and everything else rots. So the honor and the distinction with which most police serve gets lost, especially at the hands of the news media, by the display of those who ought not to be a brother or a colleague in the first place. So that's my read on that. Jennifer, what's going on with Sessions? Is he staying or is he going?
I think he's staying. I mean, I don't think he's leaving the administration. They might move him around a bit. But I think he, of all the cabinet members, I think has been one of the most effective in carrying out Trump's agenda. So while I think there was some disappointment, and I think that he was from the old school class of not being necessarily the fighter that Trump was looking for, you're going to hear him give, you heard him talk really tough on law enforcement, law and order, immigration was an issue this week. And then tomorrow they're expecting to have him give a press conference on going after people with the leak. So I think that I think that the president keeps a really open hand. I don't think he holds any secrets back. He's not the type to stab you in the back. He'll stab you in the front. And, you know, I think he said, look, I'm not too happy. I want you to fight more. And Sessions now seems to be fighting more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's taken the lead, stab you in the back. I'll have a story about that later on, being stabbed in the back. But for now, we stay with Sessions. Victoria, what do you see? This seems to be a rather strong focus on a problem that needs to be dealt with. What do you think?
I mean, I don't really have much more to add. I mean, it's a big problem, and it needs to be addressed. It's needed to be addressed for a really long time.
So give him kudos for addressing it. That's the way I look at it. All right, Kara, anything?
I feel like this is going to be the same thing over and over again.
All right, so let's keep going.
Something
right,
and I will
next,
say nothing.
Yeah, next person on the scale here is Anthony Scaramucci, who said he was going to go dark and disappear, which probably is, for any of the number of reasons you come up with, is a good thing. He blew in and blew out on blow, I think, as much as anything else. Here's what kind of a guy... whether it's for whatever the reason, you're married to somebody, she's having your baby, you're maybe not getting along, But she has the baby, and you don't go see her. He still hasn't seen his son. So what kind of a guy is that? That's a guy who's a real bad guy.
I don't know, but the funniest headline I saw after he was out was that he wasn't going to go on Dancing with the Stars, which is apparently the new headline. Anytime someone gets out of Trump's cabinet, it's going to be, are they going to Dancing with the Stars or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was asked. He got caught by TMZ the other day, and he said,
he was asked
to dance. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he brought
it
up.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah, he said, the TMZ reporter said, are you going to go and dance with the Stars? He said, I can't dance. I just want to be a good person.
That hasn't stopped a lot of other people from going on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't think his decision to not see his son being born was the smartest decision or the best decision or the sign that he's the best person. Mm. But it just shows you how passionate he was about getting in that White House. We saw him go in there like hot, right? He rolled in like a Mack truck with no brakes on. And that was obviously his ultimate goal. He sacrificed everything for 10 days of work. In the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. Sold his business, lost his family. I mean, I actually feel a little
sorry. So what kind of a guy does that under the circumstances?
I don't know.
What's his end goal? What's he trying to prove?
I mean, honestly, I try not to... I don't know. People make their decisions for different reasons, and they're in different circumstances. Would I make those same decisions and not be there for the birth of my kid? No, that would not be a decision that I would make.
Drugs do strange things to you. Leave it at that. What about you?
I know. That's a stretch, but...
I don't think it's a stretch. Go ahead.
Okay.
Right?
Again, I have nothing. I mean, Jen's right. Taking out... Jen, we'll just vote for Jen.
All right. So let's talk about the Queen, who apparently... has 4 cocktails a day. This is
God love her at 91. My God.
Right. Well, maybe that's why she is 91 and
maybe
still working.
Maybe that's why she's pickled.
She's pickled. Yeah.
Right. She seems to be able to eat and drink and behave however she wants to. She's on a trampoline every afternoon from 4 until 5.
I'd like to watch that actually.
And she listens to the Friends theme as it's going on. She wanted to eat sushi and a side of sliced American cheese for every meal.
Ew.
Ooh, why American cheese?
Who knows?
The worst cheese. Ugh.
6 decades as queen. She's fairly particular. She has a favorite kind of cake, which is made by her chefs. She has a slice of that every day. And the business about 4 cocktails a day is there. Let's see, her first drink... is just before lunch, says the former royal chef. Gin and Dubonnet. What's Dubonnet?
I think that must be some sort of a cordial.
Is it?
It must be something. Is it D-U-B-B-O? Or
D-U-B-O-N-N-E-T.
Let's see.
Dubonnet. I've heard of it before. But
anyway. It's a sweet wine-based aperitif with 15% alcohol by volume.
Slice of lemon.
Wine, herbs and spices.
Lots of ice. During lunch, she has a piece of chocolate cake and a glass of wine at the end of the meal. Very traditional. Let's see. She also drinks a dry gin martini.
That's a lot of mixing already.
Her final drink of the day, when she's going to bed, a glass of champagne.
Are you supposed to not mix different kinds of alcohols?
Otherwise, when you're 90, who cares?
I know,
She doesn't have them on top of each other. She has them spread out. From late morning till when she goes to bed.
Her first one is right before lunch, and then her third one is by 1 p.m.
What was the first one that's mixed with Dubonnet? Is that gin?
Yeah.
She's sticking in the gin family until at night she has champagne. Champagne right before bed. Doesn't that seem like that would give you indigestion? I mean, I love champagne, but like the bubbles?
But all the carbonation?
Yeah.
Really?
She's obviously got it down, though, whatever reason.
Well, actually, you can make an argument that gas is really good for you. It cleans things out, whether what comes out from the top or the bottom.
That is true, actually.
Get it out of your system. So
we should do a day in the life of the queen, and all of us just act like her for a day.
Yeah, she bounces on a trampoline and drinks like... I mean, she always looks half-cocked anyway. I mean, I like it.
Good for her. At 91, who's going to complain? 21 right. Past the hour on the DJ V Experience.
Yeah. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
So I'm just gonna sit on a dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, each time. Look like nothing's gonna change.
Is there an age factor in people knowing this song, or does pretty much everybody know Sitting by the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding? Carrie, are you familiar with this tune other than...
Yeah, I know it, and I think that most people my age know it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those songs that
Even if you don't recognize the other parts, as soon as Sitting on the Dock of the Bay comes on, yeah, Everybody recognizes that part.
Right. Yeah.
It's also been, for a new generation, it's been covered on American Idol and The Voice so much that people at least would know the song if they don't know Otis Redding.
Otis Redding was only 26 when he died.
That's
nuts. He'd recorded
this
song just before he died, and it became a hit just after he died. He died December 1967. He had introduced his music to the Summer of Love crowd at Monterey, the pop festival there. There are other people who performed at that show for the first time, like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and The Who. That's a pretty good crowd to be with, right? And then just a couple days before his aircraft crashed into a lake in Wisconsin, he put the finishing touches on that song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. So as it's only, the fact that it was a number one song, one wonders sometimes whether it's because he died or because it was a good song. I think it was a combination of both, but the fact that it has lasted as long, It would have gone away had it just been a good song for the moment. But it wasn't and isn't a good song for the moment. It was really got a lot.
It's timeless.
Yeah, it's got traveling all over it. So now there's along comes Jonathan Gould, who writes about, it's a 500-page bio of Otis Redding. Good God. A lot of stories in there. The book's called Otis Redding, An Unfinished Life.
I can't believe he was only 26. I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't.
He just sounds so, he has like an old sound
soul
to his voice.
He's an old soul. He was an old soul. That's where that stuff comes from, being an old soul. So anyway, There weren't a lot of people writing a lot of stories about a lot of rockers or people that were big in music at the time. Redding's only printed if you ran in the magazine Hit Parader. And the first issue of Rolling Stone debuted right after, I guess, or right before he died. Story opens on a description of Redding's Monterey set where the Grateful Dead's Bob Weir said, "I was pretty sure that I'd seen God on stage," referencing Otis Redding. And then the biography delves into how the history of his home state of Georgia was an important part of black pop history. And then refers to, imagine this, the guy's 26, his golden years as a performer. And there were other people that were influenced and influencing him, but he pretty much had it all to himself. The biography also overviews the arc of respect from Otis Redding's version of it to Aretha's version.
I never knew Otis sang it.
Yeah. He had the first version of it. Didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's a pretty interesting story. And, again, sometimes you never really know a lot of this. All of us have a story. All of us. Everybody's got a story. And it's usually much more complicated than what you see on the surface.
Certainly I would say that
about all of us here, getting to know all of you and people getting to know us as we pretty much we unmask ourselves every day as we talk about what's going on. A lot of people don't have that opportunity. That doesn't mean it isn't there. It just doesn't get unmasked. And I think that's the story here with Otis Redding. What an interesting story. It'd be interesting to read this. Otis Redding, An Unfinished Life. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Never give up, because your brain is definitely not giving up. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Our brains have the ability to create new connections our entire lives. The more we learn, the more connections our brain cells make. In other words, we are literally changing our brains as we learn new information. Look, sometimes we can all feel stuck in life. Sometimes it feels like the behavioral patterns we're in will never change. Sometimes it feels like change is just not possible. But what I would love for you to know is this. It's never too late to change. And that's not just coming from me. It's coming from your brain as well. The more you learn, the more your brain will create new pathways and connections for your brain cells. And that is an amazing reason alone to never give up. To learn more about yourself, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online. online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The hour you're listening to the DJV experience on the radio and in circumstance you can find on TuneIn Radio while we're on the air. Go to Doug Steffen now, or if you want to listen to a podcast of the program later on, the the DJV show is at blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. How about them apples? How about these apples? Last night, there was a concert, Earth, Wind, and Fire, performing at Classic East. What do you know about that, Victoria, New York City, Citi Field?
Yeah, that's the big concert, the two-weekend concert. We talked about the Eagles being at the Hollywood Bowl, at Dodger Stadium for Classic West and Fleetwood Mac, and then Classic East, I think, was Earth, Wind, Fire, and maybe also the Eagles, and I think... I don't know if Fleetwood Mac also did the East. I'm not sure.
So here's a list of the people who were in attendance. Kara, Harry Styles was there.
Ooh. I heard that he was there cuddling a girl, and so he's going to hear some not very nice words from me later today.
Awful. Whoopi Goldberg was there, sitting near Bill O'Reilly and John McEnroe and Patti Smith.
Boy, that's
combo.
Wow, what a crowd.
That's a party.
That's a row.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's some sweet pictures floating around of Jennifer Garner. They're always nice pictures because she apparently is one super heck of a human being. But the one I saw yesterday, which attracted my attention, was her walking around Los Angeles with her former mother-in-law, Chris Affleck, Ben's mother. They were running errands, going from store to store, holding each other's hands.
What? Wow.
Yeah, there's a picture.
I can't imagine that.
You can't. Yeah, I understand.
Inside joke.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So, and you see the picture, she just kind of looks happy, casual, the two of them embracing each other. Really kind of a nice thing. So what a great
example. What's
wrong
example. With him?
You got to wonder.
You know.
Who is this? I don't know anything about this woman. Was it Lindsay Shookus? What's her story?
Isn't she...
It's a great name, first of all. Lindsay Shookus, isn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't she a writer for SNL or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, she was. So while Jennifer's out with her former mother-in-law, Ben and the new girlfriend and his brother were at a comedy show. Yeah. They were at the Comedy Store in L.A. That's been all over social media that he's finally stepped out with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck when you're the mother-in-law and you have a great daughter-in-law and you love her and you love their relationship and then your son is the stupid one who messes it all up?
It must be hard. And then she has to eventually probably make room for a new daughter-in-law and then it's all awkward.
Yeah. All right, here's Bill Cosby's lawyer. People in the news wants off the case. Gee, I wonder why. this fellow's name is Brian McGonigal. Comes from Philadelphia. Filed documents yesterday seeking to withdraw. He says Cosby is taking steps to secure new lawyers now. The judge in the case will consider the request. Why would you not just say, yeah, okay, if you don't want to be on the case, then see you later. Because he's being retried on the same charges, right? After the... Was it a hung jury? What was the result? Was it not guilty? Because if he was not guilty, couldn't retry him. But what was the... It was in last month.
I thought it was a hung jury, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Was it? Mistrial. Yeah. It
was a mistrial because of a hung jury.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you're Bill Cosby's lawyer, no matter how much money he has, I think you're
doing fine.
Take the pipe. All right, get out of there. Angelina Jolie is not happy with Vanity Fair profile they did of her depicting her in an audition scene from her. You'll notice that the motorcycles are out early this morning. You hear? Yeah. It's so funny people say, what's all that rack in the background? Mm-hmm. I like to have all the windows open in my studio if I can, and I'm on a street. The old place was way off the road, you didn't hear anything. I'm much closer to the road now in this place, and so you hear a little of the traffic because I'm at an intersection of a couple of different roads. So for those of you who are around the country and around the world wondering if there's a motorcycle driving through my studio, no, but fairly close outside. Meanwhile, back at Vanity Fair, the cover story described Jolie's casting directors playing with children from orphanages, circuses, slum schools, while searching for an actor to play the role of the author of a memoir in which the film that she's in now is called First They Killed My Father. I don't know. The people, maybe this is a better question. Yeah, she's upset because they didn't portray her well. We've all been there, done that. We have somebody, I've certainly had that happen to me locally. People write stories about me that are not true at all. People they say things about me that aren't true at all. But they get that from their own experience. Isn't that basically, we always look at someone through our own glasses. The prism of our own eyes is the way that we break apart others. And because we live in such a judgmental time, your prism is different, Victoria, from Jennifer's. And from Kara's, based on experience, based on all kinds of other things that help us make up our mind as to what we think is true or isn't true. I had an experience last night with somebody who's a local politician that I've never had an experience like it in my life. Never. And so when I look at this Angelina Jolie thing and what people are saying about her, whether it's true or not, it's perception. And this woman that spent a half hour berating me and telling me that I stabbed her in the back and all kinds of outrageous things that really upset me. By the time I was done, I'm not... But those of you who know me well, you hear one side sometimes I come across as bravado and, strong and healthy, and I am, but I'm also, I don't like confrontation, and I really don't, I am in my own heart someone who knows who I am. And so when someone, because they're angry at you, because they, something's happening to them that I have no control over, no real involvement in, but they, and this is somebody who's a very visible local politician who took it upon herself to so chide and berate me and yell at me in a phone conversation about something that she was trying to do to help. It so took me back. I honestly haven't had an experience like this. I've had a lot of people write a lot of things about me locally, you know, trying to save the farm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and in trade magazines about the radio program, and some have been good, some have been bad. But just the emotional, the cruelty and the abusiveness of this woman, it just, I don't even know what, I called a few of my friends and said, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. Probably nothing is the answer to both the questions, but, you know, you've probably all been there. Jennifer, you've probably been there to a point. I hope you haven't experienced it quite the way that I experienced it. Honestly, in my life, I have never had anybody take after me, go after me like she did.
So how did you respond?
I listened to her for 15 minutes, go on and on and on. We're having a problem with the farm, as usual, and I find the disrespect paid to the farm and the fact that I'm trying to save it just extraordinary. And people that are jealous, you know, they... it's just, there's a whole can of worms here that goes far deeper than what I want to take time to explain on the air. And most of you who followed me know the saga to a point. I'm trying to save something that was important to me through my entire life. And at every turn, I have politicians and people who are bureaucrats in this town trying to screw it up. Or not trying to, they bludgeon everything, and they don't like to be called out. I found out something they were trying to get me to do that was wrong. And I called them on it, and they found out, yeah, okay, he's right. But they're so angry at me because I called them out that I've, you know, this whole thing simmering in town hall, and she's telling me, oh, these people don't like me because I keep putting them on the spot. Well, you know what? That's their
job.
You're
holding politicians accountable, then. Yeah, if you went public with that, I think the public would be on your side.
Well, I don't really have a reason to hurt this woman. I've helped her in the last couple of campaigns, and I like her. But I don't, you know, there is something else obviously going on with her. And maybe I have some of the reading of it wrong with some of the people who are working in town. But, you know, your job isn't to call me up and tell me that I'm a no good son of a bee. I had her come to an event on the farm a couple of weeks ago where I brought in some of the local politicians that I either outright support or think people ought to take another look at them. And she was angry at me because I brought in two people who were running against her, but I think they all deserve consideration, and there are two slots, so she gets one and somebody else gets the other one. I made that pretty clear. I introduced her, and as a matter of fact, this is how silly it is to get involved in politics. The one of the other two, there are two women and one man that I presented at that event, and the other woman was angry at me because I spent so much time introducing this woman who yelled at me last night on the phone. You didn't give me as much time as you gave her to listen to you. You'd think she saved the farm. And the woman who this person was talking about is the one who chewed me out last night for a half an hour. And at one point I just said, look, that's not, I got angry. And I said, stop it. You're not right. This isn't right. None of this is right. And she said, no, you did this, that. So under the circumstances, you know, I use that as a, an offshoot of the Angelina Jolie thing, or other, whenever anything is written about, you know, I get a kick out of Trump sometimes, because he reacts to what people say. And so you ask me, what am I going to do? And I don't know that I'm going to do anything, because I don't know that there's anything to be done, or if I did it, would it be the right thing? So maybe it's just best not to do anything at all, except to, when I go in the voting booth my own way, exercise my privilege of voting for who I want to vote for.
Yep.
But
and sometimes even engaging and going and trying to smooth things over, or yeah, it might just stir the pot even
makes
more.
It worse.
You never know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I don't. It's just, you can hear in my voice, I was very troubled by it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that, because she's been my friend for a number of years.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Because you don't expect that from someone that
I
you're
sure
supposed
wasn't
to trust.
Expecting when she called me up, that was the last thing that I was expecting to hear, was her berate me the way she did anything but that. Salvador Dali, remember him? The Spanish painter?
Mm-hmm.
Known for his surrealistic artwork and his facial hair. How many people remember that mustache? It's so pronounced. The reason I remember it so well is because Uri Geller and Dali were friends.
Really?
He died back in 1989, yeah. But he's got some very valuable Dali paintings. And the two of them were...
God, who does Uri Geller not know?
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
Yeah, he was. Well, he was, during the 70s and 80s, man, he was unstoppable. He was, everybody wanted to be with him, be around him, because he was so, the spoon bending turned into a lot of prolific other things that were a part of the spoon bending was just his introduction, and then from there, it went into all kinds of other show-busy kinds of stuff, and people wanted to be around him, and Dali was one of those. So, his mustache, he was exhumed at the theater and museum in Spain, where his body laid in rest because of a court ruling in a paternity suit. So when they dug him up, you know, there was somebody who claimed he was the father of a child and she wants a piece of the action. And so when they dug him up, his mustache was still in pristine condition.
Ooh. Can you imagine
that? 1989.
Wow.
Anyway. Yeah, isn't it? That's just very, very, very funny. So the museum officials weren't happy about the order to exhume his body. There was
I'm surprised it got that far, or just,
yeah,
is that normal?
Well,
if someone died and someone has a paternity
claim?
Suit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is someone going to exhume Prince? If there's, yeah, you know, there's been all kinds of claims about him, so.
I'm amazed they had, that they could still, his teeth and his hair and nails and stuff were still in existence. 1989, you know, that's what, almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, but they do DNA testing on mummies. And that's a lot longer than 1989.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. He was worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars when he died. He had no heirs. He willed all of his money to the country that he lived in and loved, Spain. So now that's gone anyway. So what does this person expect to gain would be
a lot of money.
Question. Well, but if it's already been given away, why? How is she going to get away from this? She going to get her away from the country, from the government of Spain?
That's true. Good luck, lady.
Yeah,
that's not going to work.
Right. Yeah, but isn't it fascinating to know that mustache still exists? That's something in your mind. It's 11 before the hour.
Defies gravity.
Yeah.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV Experience. Microsoft in the focus. And if you have an iPhone case that's glittery, all that glitters is not gold, as Victoria will tell you in a matter of moments. And then there's OpenSignal, a company that measures what real mobile customers experience, publishes reports on the quality of wireless networks, etc. Latest report shows a clear winner, and here's Andy Solomon with those details.
A new report by OpenSignal, makers of an app that monitors the speed and availability of mobile connections around the world, confirms that T-Mobile has America's best unlimited network, surpassing Verizon in both speed and how often customers get an LTE signal. Randy Meyerson, senior director with T-Mobile.
It's official. More than 5 billion data points from real customers prove that T-Mobile has taken the network crown from Verizon. This study shows both Verizon and AT&T speeds have slowed every month after launching unlimited plans.
The report also predicts that they may continue to get slower as more Verizon and AT&T customers take advantage of these plans.
This is what differentiates T-Mobile from the rest. Our unlimited network is the only one specifically built for unlimited usage. T-Mobile ranked first in every category of the report, something no other major company in the world has ever done. There is no more uncertainty about which network is the best. It's T-Mobile.
For more information, go to T-Mobile.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. No reason, Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, Victoria, let's start with Microsoft first and what they're trying to do that's new.
Yeah, Microsoft just announced a very attractive new option for their users, whether you're heading back to college soon or if you're a casual Microsoft laptop or tablet user. Surface Plus is the name of a new subscription program that works very similarly to Apple's trade-up services for Mac, except it's exclusive to the well-reviewed and very popular Microsoft line called Surface, which has laptops and tablets. So now anyone who buys a Surface laptop, a Surface Pro, Surface Book, or Surface Studio, either online at Microsoft.com or in a Microsoft store, you'll be automatically enrolled in the program. It's free, and it includes perks like 10% off future Microsoft products, 30-day return policy, a free year of in-store support, which is more than what the warranty is typically, and best of all, they give you the option to upgrade to a newer Surface model after 18 months. So you get credit for the one you already own, and it gets applied towards a new model. And that's what Apple's been doing for a while. I'm surprised Microsoft has taken this long, but this is a wonderful deal. If you are a Microsoft user, these Surface laptops have really been extremely popular, very well reviewed, very few flaws. So this is something that's really cool. And Microsoft said their users are already responding to it super well. And the other thing that they're adding, you can do a monthly payment plan, which was not in the cards before. So Microsoft is easing the strain, especially if you're going back to school. One of the cool things is if you purchase something this month, in the month of August, it means that in 18 months, the upgrade timing, it won't coincide with the back-to-school season, so that's the only reason if you are looking to get on that back-to-school schedule, don't do it this month. Wait until you can time it out. But other than that, Microsoft, I think, is going to make a lot of customers really happy.
Recall on glittery iPhone cases.
Oh, yeah. If you or someone you know has a glitter-filled iPhone case, tell them to take a closer look at it. The U.S. Product Safety Commission has issued a recall of more than 260,000 glittery iPhone cases in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Apparently what happens is the glitter in the liquid leaks out of the case and causes chemical burns. Few people have already been burned by them, and the iPhone cases in question are made by Mixbin. That's the name of the brand. They fit models 6, 6S, and 7. Victoria's Secret, Tory Burch, Nordstrom Rack, and Amazon all carry them. So check your model.
Check your model. Check your tee. Check your underplay. Whatever. It's 59 past the hour. Check yourself.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.